Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Wednesday, April 24th. Owen Sound could be doing away with its bird barns at Harrison Park, and even the royal swan saved during an avian flu outbreak nearly 2 years ago could be headed somewhere else or given an updated enclosure. Several recommendations about the bird sanctuary area are included in the city's draft Harrison Park master plan update. To minimize the chances of another outbreak, a population management biologist is advising the city against reintroducing captive birds and instead just allowing the space to naturalize. Pam Coulter is Owen Sound's Director of Community Services.
With or without the swans, that we would do further work and bring back a plan on what does naturalizing this space look like.
City Council has not approved anything yet. The picturesque lighthouse tower on Chantry Island in Southampton is going to need some work done to it. It's one of six imperial towers built in the 1850s on Lake Huron and Georgian Bay. Marine Heritage Society member and past chair Eric Tolton says it will cost around $1.5 million to remove a finish causing moisture problems and leading to stones falling off the tower. Luke Charbonneau is the mayor of Saugeen Shores.
We don't know where we'll come up with $1.5 million, but I'm pretty confident us working together, we'll figure it out. One thing that's not going to happen is we're not going to let that tower go. We're not going to let it degrade.
Four people face drug trafficking charges after being pulled over in a vehicle in Kincardine. South Bruce OPP say officers stopped a car last Thursday on Durham Street and allegedly noticed narcotics in plain view. Police say they searched the vehicle and seized illegal drugs and weapons. Four people from around the Grey Bruce region were arrested and charged. In national news, Canada Post won't be collecting guns under the federal government's firearms buyback policy. The feds had planned on collecting more than 100,000 firearms which were acquired legally, but now cannot be bought or sold under new restrictions. The post office says out of concern for employee safety, it won't be taking part. And the social media app TikTok is one step closer to being banned in the U.S. A bill was passed by the American Senate that would force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform or be banned. Officials are concerned the Chinese government could force TikTok's parent company to hand over user information. All right, it's time for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for more gains at the open this morning, adding to a winning week. Yesterday, the Dow closed up 263 points at 38,503. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ rallied as well, more than 1% higher, while the TSX was up 139 points at the bell, 22,011. Bitcoin is little changed this morning at just over 66,400 US. The price of oil is a half percentage point lower, 82.75 per barrel, while gold is trading down as well at just over 2,300 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar is at 73.04 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning, I'm RJ Brighthead with the Morning Sports, brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Maple Leafs host the Bruins in Game 3 tonight. Sheldon Keefe says William Nylander is a possibility for this one. Florida took a 2-0 series lead against Tampa in the first overtime game of the playoffs. Rangers are also up two games after a victory over Washington. Colorado defeated Winnipeg 5-2. The Jets allowed the fewest goals in the regular season, but they've given up 11 in the first two games of the playoffs. Nashville tied their series with Vancouver. Blue Jays lost to Kansas City. Vladimir Guerrero missed a throw at first that would have ended the fifth. That error led to all three runs for the Royals. And in the NBA playoffs, Minnesota took a 2-0 lead over Phoenix. Indiana beat Milwaukee and Dallas down the Clippers. Both those series are tied at one. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The second round of the OHL playoffs is complete. The Saginaw Spirit are moving on to take on the London Knights in the West Final after a 3-1 win over the Sioux Greyhounds in Game 7. An Owen Sound attack goaltender, Carter George, got some work in as Canada beat Norway 4-3 in a pre-tournament game ahead of the 2024 IIHF U18 Men's World Hockey Championship in Finland. The real games start tomorrow. Canada takes on Sweden in its opener. You can always find more sports on the Remax Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. Remax, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. Your Wednesday weather's up next. Mostly cloudy with a chance of some flurries early this morning, clearing in the afternoon, a high of 3 today. Tonight, clear sky and a low of -3, and sunshine tomorrow and Friday with highs of 9 and 16.